going so fast, you figure, well, they could get a heck of a lot more if they had it going slower. But again, I want you to know the reason was to get some of the tapes back to you people. American money for them.
Stop the gold flow, right?
So, anyhow, to we've been trying to think of something to talk about, and John gets a suggestion just before I turn this over here. He was stationed in Michigan. Well, I was trying to think of how to describe it. Actually, it's, well, I let him do the describing. He was in a SAC base up in northern Michigan, and he's got a short tour over here compared to the 3-year tour that I'm spending. He's about 2 years altogether.
2 years, well, 23 months, I think, in round two. But that's not actually short, because that's pretty long.
Well, I better let him, because I want the last part of this tape.
Well, all right, now.
Goodbye, but go ahead.
Well, anyway, anyhow. How's that? That's better? You're more used to that, I guess. When I was stationed in Michigan, I went straight there from tech school. It was named called Kinchelow. That's a heck of a name. But it was named after one of the X-15 pilots. And it was a SAC wing. We had B-52s on base. And I was stationed there, I'd say, a year and a half. At tech school was 6 months, and then I went there for a year and a half. That made me 2 years in the service. And then I had to come over here for 2 years, which makes me put in the full 4-year tour, rather than some of the guys that come straight over from tech school out of 6 months, do 3 years over here, and they get out with 3.5 years. And they say, I'm getting a good deal. But I'm putting in 6 months extra, so I don't think I am.
I'm sure I'm getting a good deal, John.
Well, you could say it's a good deal in relation to I got to see the States before I got to come overseas. And I did really get to see the States. I was fortunate to go TDY quite a few times. I went to North Dakota, Colorado, Texas. I even went to Ramey, Puerto Rico for a little while. And I counted it up one time. I've been on 13 air bases just for a short period of time, some of them for fuel stops. But at least I've been there, that's one thing. And I've gone TDY while I've been over here. Someplace that somebody else hasn't. I've been to Chemin, France for a week, and that's nothing. Because we have more fun on our flight line than they have on their whole base.
More what?
More fun. I mean, they don't have an airman's club. They didn't when I was there. I think the airmen go to the NCO club now. The base is closing down.
Well, some caretakers.
Yeah.
I was there when they actually had that wing there. In fact, what was when they were trying
F-84s?
Yeah, they were trying to get operational from when the Fangs went back.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, I was there when they had the F-84s. See, they had, it was Air National Guard.
When
you
were there.
Well, yeah, when I was there.
I'm sure
it was, John.
Could have been. Because Air National Guard left a long time ago.
No. They were there. That was last year, almost a year ago. It was about 10 months ago, I'd say, that I was there. Well, anyway, a plane of ours went down in Chemin. I had to go there. And I rode all the way down in the staff car, which was a ride to remember. I mean, all the way through Germany and France and Luxembourg in the staff car. And when we got there, we couldn't find the base. And we stopped for the Frenchman on the roads. And as soon as he saw the Air Force car, he got a hat, so to speak, you know, he left. He wouldn't even talk to us. So we had to corner him, so to speak, on the street. You know, surround him and come in and grab, you know, just about grab him and tell him we had to get to the base. And then they still got him cornered, they still wouldn't tell us. But we finally found the base out of sheer luck, I guess it was. We just kept on riding on roads until we found a sign. But going back to the States, I was stationed in Michigan, as I told you. And I guess you've heard quite a bit about Michigan. It's pretty cold up there. And it went down to 57 below zero one winter night. And that year I was there, we had 146 inches of snow. And I guess you can just picture it. It does get a little chilly. And on top of that, we had to fly. I mean, it's bad enough living up there. We still have to fly and work on airplanes. And we didn't have any hangars. We had nose docks, which you put the nose of the airplane in. It just keeps its nose warm, if that all it does. And it was a pretty interesting tour. I'd rather be in SAC than in this USAFE outfit over here, because as John's probably told you, this base is the most unorganized base in the Air Force. And they got some Finks, I guess you could say.
Incos.
Incos, all right. Incos.
Incompetent NCOs.
And we got Finks, officers, running this outfit. But I guess you've heard a lot about SAC, so to speak, and...
it's not much better, really.
Actually,
all the Air Force getting
it. That's true. But I did appreciate one thing. When they said they were going to do it, something, they did it. And John wants the rest of this tape for himself, I imagine, because he does have something to say.
Well, I don't really have anything to say.
Well, you better say something, because this is the last part.
But maybe if I can... I think I still have about 6 more tapes left, and if I can entice John again sometime later on in the week, maybe I can... I should have been doing some homework for his darn school this afternoon. I'll be doing that tomorrow afternoon, because I have to turn in Thursday. But maybe one day later on in the week we'll get together again, make a couple more.
Yeah, I can really sling it, right?
Yeah, you can ham it up pretty good there. Yeah. But of course, the main idea in getting all these tapes back is so you can send them back again. You know, this is pretty good. But maybe now that I've get John in here sometime, we get a group of guys and really make a nice blast for tape. You know?
Yeah.
But actually, it's hard for me to talk in front of people, you know. Especially, like, you can imagine yourself, some of these guys come in here and they've sat here like a stone on a wall, you know, listen to you. And I did this to me. If they can't join in the conversation, they're not a part of it. But, like I've told you before, it's pretty hard for me to sit down and start talking in front of somebody. And that's why I usually been waiting until I'm in a room by myself, like every 3 weeks or more the nights. But,
and every other week I'm working nights, you know that?
But I'm going to do my best to get these wrapped up here in the next few minutes. Got about a half hour before we actually go to chow and on to work. And try to get them in the mail today, and you should get them sometime this week. And you won't be getting a letter from me.
This is better than
a letter. Better letter, actually.
These are living letters.
Living letters.
For many, many generations, perhaps. For many centuries.
Better say goodbye.
Well, it's still got a little bit of hunk on there. You're as bad as Eddie. Eddie's the one that tape's got more than that left on. He said, it's running out.
No, I hope by someday I'll get to meet your family.
Like Ski was going to go meet him, the dirty dog. You know.
Well, I live pretty close, say.
Well, Ski did too.
Right, but he's not going home, so...
You should be able to get
him. I think in the next decade, maybe I'll get to see him. Seeing as I do live fairly close, and I plan on staying and keeping correspondence with you maybe once in a while. With John.
Well, we hope to visit with you again later on this week, and hope to get something a little bit out of these. It looks like that's about it. So long for now.